You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. In the earliest days of cartoon movies, hopeful artists had to make their way to Los Angeles studios to learn animation. Now, digital tools let students learn the basics in far more places. That includes at a Central Coast Community College, which offers an associate degree in the field. Reporting for the KCBX News Arts Beat, contributor Manika Wilhelm visited an advanced animation class to see what students are up to these days.
I draw a little skeleton, like drawing a little stick figure.
Devin Diego Flores is a student in the animation program at Allen Hancock College in Santa Maria. He's explaining how he draws animated characters, starting from simple lines and building into a full form. But he's not drawing on paper or a tablet. He's wearing an Oculus virtual reality headset and drawing by moving his hands through the air.
I can start drawing the line normally, and then I can pull it all the way towards me.
Flores is holding a small controller in each hand. But in the virtual reality environment, he's holding tools. The one in his right hand looks kind of like a hot glue gun. At the touch of a button, a jet of virtual material sprays out of the tool. Flores can sculpt whatever he likes.
And I'll draw the little shoes.
This virtual drawing is part of Ken Cope's 3D animation class. Cope is a multimedia professor at Allen Hancock. Students can try out lots of different programs and games in virtual reality, and Cope is particularly excited about this one, the one Flores is using to draw.
I like to call it drawing with shaving cream.
It's fun, and Cope sees virtual reality as an important tool for building characters and scenes.
It's different when you see the character that you've worked on your size. How big should this be? Well, does it come up to my eyes? Okay, that's right. You can then move in a space with your character and move the character.
There's just one Oculus headset at the school. They're pretty pricey, so not everyone can draw in VR at once. Other students are working at giant computer monitors, learning a 3D animation program called Maya. They're making a character move.
Brandon is making him walk, and Electra is trying to get him to pose in a kind of a contrapposto manner, so balanced more weight on one foot than the other.
The figure would be at home in a Pixar movie, and a few students mentioned they hope to work on films after graduation. That's where Cope started out, in 2D films. When I was a lad, if you've seen the original animated version of Beauty and the Beast, you've seen his work. And now that I'm grown, I eat 5,000 eggs, so I'm roughly the size of a barge. Since then, Cope has helped make animations for theme parks, video games, and TV. He's quick to point out that battlefield simulators and corporate training programs need good animations, too.
There is a lot more to the field than just entertainment. Not that there's anything wrong with entertainment. I love it.
For students, the idea of working in video games is a big draw. Robert Newlin is also in the animation program. He remembers his first video game. It was called Jak and Daxter. Watching the industry grow up as he has sparked his interest even more. When he was a kid, he says,
video games were kind of seen as, it was a toy, and they've evolved into a real art form.
Newlin also knows it takes a bunch of work to make a game.
Every blade of grass to every, you know, beam of light has to be told where to be and what to do by somebody.
So he's excited to keep building a portfolio in the community college's animation program.
The best way to learn is to just start doing. Start playing around, get your hands dirty, virtually.
And between programs like this and the resources available online, Newlin says anyone who's interested in animation could give it a shot. For KCBX, I'm Manika Wilhelm.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.